Dancing with the Stars, because it's live. And if you can't dance, the world is going to see it.
That's true.
And there's no editing. There's no going back and doing a redo, a mulligan. I mean, you're kind of stuck with a bad dance. That's a tough thing to do, Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. And that's why they can't get people on there. Because no big name actor.
It's not a thing I would ever do.
Right, and no big name actor is going to ruin their career on Dancing with the Stars. So they get these internet influencers who go on there right. All the time. And that's why the show dropped, because I never heard of any of these people on there.
Right.
Or they get a sports star who needs some extra money and it'll go on Dancing with the Stars. But
now, I would take lessons in a heartbeat, but I just wouldn't be on the show, right? That would be, but I would still dance with my husband any day.
Ladies and gentlemen, to get the English guy to do this. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Denise Lockwood and her husband, Handsome Man. What do you call it? You have a name for
Mr.
you?
Denise.
Mr. Denise.
With love.
Mr. Right? and Mrs. Denise. Thank you, Denise. Thank you very much for coming. Right. Denise Lockwood, RacineCountyEye.com, and that's EYE. RacineCountyEye.com, RacineCountyEye.com. Check it out. I mean, the world revolves around food, money, and what's going on? I mean, if you think what's going on in Washington doesn't affect you, you're mistaken. It affects everybody. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not next week, but it will come to affect you, and you better know what's going on around you. Thank you, Denise. It's 801, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Let's do it.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Confusion and chaos reign at government agencies after Elon Musk fired off an email demanding millions of federal workers explain what they did at work last week or face the possibility of losing their jobs. Correspondent Nancy Cordes is at the White House.
While a few agencies urged workers to comply with the email, the FBI, led by Kash Patel, told agents to pause on responding. So did the State Department, led by Marco Rubio, telling staffers that no employee is obligated to report their activities outside of their department chain of command.
Musk gave midnight as a deadline. President Trump's named right-wing political pundit and podcaster Dan Bongino to serve alongside Kash Patel as deputy director of the FBI. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Last year, Bongino was asked on The Daily Signal if he wanted to join the FBI.
I've never envisioned myself going back in government again, ever. Like, ever, ever, ever. I can't say that enough.
But he said he'd consider it if President Trump asked. Now he has.
Pope Francis continues to struggle at a hospital in Rome. Correspondent Chris Livesay says crowds have gathered outside.
The faithful poured out prayers for the Holy Father.
I think he's strong. I think he's okay with whatever happens. Whether he gets better or not, I think he's ready for that outcome.
What started as bronchitis became much worse. The Pope, now suffering from double pneumonia, required high-flow oxygen and blood transfusions. Blood tests revealed early signs of kidney failure.
3 years ago today, Russia invaded Ukraine. Leaders from Canada and the EU are in Kyiv, pledging more military aid as President Trump reopens relations with Russia. Mr. Trump's former national security advisor, retired General H.R. McMaster, tells CBS Mornings.
Putin wants to dominate Ukraine, and he's wanted to dominate Ukraine since he came into office. He's not going to stop until he is stopped.
About 100 cases of the measles have been confirmed in Texas and New Mexico now. Dr. Peter Hotez at Texas Children's Hospital.
Hearing from colleagues on the ground there that there may be many more cases that still haven't yet been confirmed. This is a very serious and very dangerous measles epidemic.
A week before the Oscars, a film about the mystery surrounding the selection of a new pope is gaining traction.
And the winner goes to Conclave.
Conclave won the Screen Actors Guild top award for Best Movie Ensemble. Timothy Chalamet took Best Actor for A Complete Unknown.
I know the classiest thing would be to downplay the effort that went into this role and how much this means to me, but the truth is, this was 5.5 years of my life.
Dow Futures up 308. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Two people were rescued from that Racine house explosion and fire last week. One of the victims is already out of the hospital. Another is making progress. Tim LaPointe has been released while his daughter Michelle Hawes is recovering from skin graft surgery for more severe burns. An investigation into what happened is continuing. A 38-year-old construction company owner from Black River Falls died in that Racine County house fire last week. Jeffrey Paradise was apparently living in the property while fixing it up. Space heaters were found where he was sleeping, but the exact cause of the fire and his death are still under investigation. The Milwaukee Brewers are selling commemorative Bob Uecker patches for $12. Proceeds will go to Uecker's preferred charities. The team will wear the patch throughout this season to honor the late Hall of Fame broadcaster. Brewers baseball on WRJN starts this Saturday. And the Milwaukee Mile will host the Snap-on Milwaukee Mile 250 weekend. That's in August. Kenosha-based Snap-on Inc. has signed on as the new title sponsor of the big weekend. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers hope to bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers had a five-game winning streak snapped when they lost to Oregon 77-73 in overtime over the weekend. Next, they host the Washington Huskies 7 o'clock tomorrow night. How do they regroup? Head coach Greg Gard.
Well, you got to turn the page. I mean, we would come back, prep for Washington, rebound and bounce back. And fortunately, this isn't like football where you have to sit 7 days, wait for your next game. We're going to play again on Tuesday night, improve the areas that we need to improve.
NBA, the Bucks won at home 120-113 over the Miami Heat. They head to Houston to play the Rockets tomorrow night. Baseball, Brewers losing 6-1 to the Rockies in Cactus League action. Pat Murphy on what he wants to see this spring training.
I love seeing young players hungry and want to play in the big leagues and never have. I told two or three of them today, have you ever played in the big leagues? They said no. I said, well, you're going to play in the big leagues this year. So call your mom and dad and let them know you're going to play in the big leagues this year.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, good morning, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, we'll have partly sunny skies, a little breezy out of the southwest, and highs in the mid-40s. Slight chance of rain tonight, partly cloudy, 31. Mostly sunny for Tuesday and a high near 44. Rain Tuesday night into Wednesday, Wednesday's high 45. Currently, 42 degrees.
There are so many television shows and episodes of television shows we could and should be watching. It's amazing any of us are here right now. It's kind of overwhelming. DVR, on demand. Sometimes I open my Netflix, I'm like, I don't think I can do it. I'm not even gonna make a dent here. And I know there's pressure. We all feel it, because we've developed excuses for our friends, like we're dealing with debt collectors.
You watch Game of Thrones? I'm a little behind. Give me a week. My wife had a dumb baby.
And it's never ending.
You finish that show, now you have to watch this show, and then you have... No, now I need to learn how to read again. I need to sound out some words and see if I can read.
Well, that is-
Boston Lighthouse, Love Grows, where my rosemary goes. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's 8:11 on a, what is today, Monday morning, February 24th. Ooh, month is almost over in a couple of days. We're looking for a partly sunny day today with a high near 50-ish. Right now it's sunny, 41 degrees at Radio Park. You know, there's a big debate going on. Would you take a 50-50 shot at either getting $5 million or die? Surprisingly, people are split on this. The best response from someone who would take the 50-50 shot, they said, either way, I don't have to go to work tomorrow. Well, I guess that's true. I don't know if I'd want to take a 50-50 shot at that, though. Yeah. It's 8:11. Local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN.
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Couldn't be true.
WCR, who'll stop the rain? It's 8:16. Local news in Tamlis. It's WRJN. Partly sunny with a high nearing 50 today. Tonight, looks like a little chance of rain. Highs near 30, lows near 32. And some morning fog tomorrow, then turning sunny with a high near 45. Sunny and 42 degrees. 42 degrees. Never thought I'd hear that coming up so soon again after we had like minus 6 and minus 10 last week. It's sunny, 42 degrees right now at Radio Park. A survey asked people if they would choose one age to be the rest of their lives, what would that age be? Now, the most common answer was 36 years old. Now, with me, 10 years old. I want to go back to 10 years old because I had no worries in the world. No worries. My mother and father paid for everything, went on vacation, I got whatever I wanted, didn't have to worry about if there was money in the wallet, didn't care. Dad, we're going to a hotel, I want to make sure there's one with a pool. I don't care if it costs more. It didn't matter to me. I'm 10 years old. We drive there in the car. I didn't care if the car was overheating or the tires were no. I didn't care. I was 10 years old, and I always had a good time. Even in school, 10 years old, I was in what, third or fourth grade? I loved it. I was in the fourth grade, I think. I loved it. There was no worries in the world. You didn't care if the teacher didn't like you. It was really good. It was a good time. 10 years old. That's the age I want to go back to. It's 8:18. Local news. Tamlis hits at WRGN. Stay tuned. I got some tickets to give away in just a moment.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Andy Griffith Show is one of the most beloved sitcoms of all time. The show's cast included the title character Andy Griffith, Don Knotts as Sheriff Barney Fife, and Ron Howard, who started on the show at the age of 5 and played Andy's son Opie for 8 seasons. The 70-year-old Howard, who is now a director, posted a photo of himself with Griffith and Knotts from a movie set in the late 90s on Instagram last week with a caption that revealed that Howard and Knotts were actually distant cousins. Well, that's kind of cool. There is finally some clarity regarding the notable absences from last week's Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary no-shows, Dan Aykroyd, Bill Hader, and Dana Carvey. And none of it involved snubbing or bad blood. Aykroyd and Hader apparently had previous commitments, and it was just revealed that Dana Carvey could not fly because he had the flu, which makes sense because he was on the show recently portraying Joe Biden. All three men vowed to be there for the 100th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bob and weave through the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
I'd like a free pair of tickets right now to see And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, this coming Friday night at 7 o'clock at the Racine Theater Guild. I just saw it Saturday, and it was great. The performances were great. I don't know how they get these young kids to act. I really don't know. I don't know how they can remember their lines, but they do. It was such a good show, and you'll see how Cassius Clay became Muhammad Ali. Yeah, it's really good. So give us a call right now if you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, 262-634-9756, 262-634-9756, and you got a pair of tickets to see And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, Friday night at the Racine Theater Guild at 7 o'clock, all right? 262-634-9756. Give a call right now, first person in. We'll get the tickets to see And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, Friday night at the Racine Theater Guild.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated 1 and 2 bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant.
Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core Ultra processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I have no kick against modern jazz. Unless they try to play it too darn fast. And change the beauty of the melody. Until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I took my loved one over across the tracks. So she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rockin' band. Man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. Then don't you folks, they had a jamboree. They're drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up. And started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Don't care to hear them play a tango. I'm in the mood to dig a mambo. It's way too early for a congo. So keep a rocking that piano. So I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music.
Go. Chuck Berry, rock and roll music, 825. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. How does your car look these days on the inside? Is it like a real pig pen? One third of people say their cars are so full of junk, there's no room for passengers. 10% of people can't remember the last time they cleaned their cars. I'd like you to know you can eat off the floors in my car. It's so clean. There's nothing there. Yeah, back and front, everything is clean and spotless. Now, I have seen cars where before I get in, they had to spend 5 minutes moving stuff off the passenger seat and the floor, the passenger floor, just to get me into the car. So hopefully your car isn't like that. It's 825 local news. Thomas hits WRJN with the Turtles. Ah, this is Eleanor, WRJN.
You gotta think about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. We'll be right back.
let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor, love me.
Local news, Tamless Hits, WRJN, Unsolved Mysteries. When you do your laundry, where do all those socks go? It's like the Bermuda Triangle in that basement of yours by the dryer. All of a sudden, socks go missing. A survey estimates the average person will lose 756 socks in their lifetime, roughly across 13,000 loads of laundry. Where are those socks going? 8:30 on the nose. Let's see what's happening in the news once again. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The man who died in that Racine County house fire Thursday night was renovating the home. 38-year-old Jeffrey Paradise from Black River Falls was the owner of a construction company. He was found dead inside what was initially believed to be a vacant home. Paradise was reportedly doing repairs, and investigators say space heaters were found where he was sleeping. The exact cause of the fire and his death remain under investigation. In a statement, Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmaling is expressing condolences to Paradise's friends and family. A 5-year contract stalemate between the city of Racine and its police union continues, with possible movement. The primary point of contention is with retired officers' health care benefits. The Common Council last week decided to involve two city committees in providing contract status updates. It's hoped that may offer a path forward in negotiations. A father and a daughter injured in that Racine house fire explosion last week are making progress in their recovery. Tim LaPointe has already been released from the hospital, and Michelle Hawes, his daughter, is getting treatment for burns covering 30% of her body. Neighbors played a big role in rescuing those victims from that burning home on Gilson Street last week. The Milwaukee Brewers have made their commemorative Bob Uecker patch available for purchase. It costs $12, with proceeds benefiting Uecker's preferred charities. The patch features Uecker's signature over a baseball and plaid. The team will wear the patch throughout this season to honor the late Hall of Fame broadcaster. Fans can get the patch at the team's store. WRJN will start with Spring Brewers baseball this Saturday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With your forecast, good morning, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, we'll have partly sunny skies, a little breezy out of the southwest, and highs in the mid-40s. Slight chance of rain tonight, partly cloudy, 31. Mostly sunny for Tuesday and a high near 44. Rain Tuesday night into Wednesday, Wednesday's high 45. Currently, 42 degrees.
I just don't have any real innate skill for being a boyfriend. Like, I'm thankful that there's not an entrance exam to become a boyfriend, because I would fail it miserably. The woman would come back in with the results and be like, all right, Neil, we're not going to pass you. I think you need that. A couple areas in which you didn't do well. One of them was listening. Question was, if you're watching basketball on TV and your girlfriend needed to speak to you, how would you handle it? We were looking for something like I'd turn the TV off and ask her what was going on with her, but you wrote down, I'd turn the TV up. And say, I can't talk right now, babe. It's the first quarter, which is one of the most important quarters. Neil, you also did poorly in conflict resolution. The question was, if your girlfriend had a serious issue with something you did, how would you deal with it? And you wrote down, I'd think of a time she did something similar and say, now we're even.
Maybe climbing on rainbows, but baby, here goes. Dreams, they're for those who sleep. Life is for us to keep. And if you're wondering what this all is leading, make it with you. I really think that we could make it good. No, you don't know me well, and every little thing only time will tell. If you believe the things that I do, see it through. Life can be short or long. Love can be right or wrong. And if I chose the one I'd like to help me through, I'd like to make it with you. Who sleep.
Gates and his group Bread. Make it with you. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 8:37. If you discovered something that can allow you to travel forward in time or backward in time, which way would you go? Interesting thought. 49% of people prefer to travel back in time. 30% would jump forward. I guess the rest don't want to go anywhere. But if you go back in time, do you go back with the knowledge you have now, or do you go back with the, you know, no knowledge, just go back in time? I don't know. Remember in Back to the Future, Michael J. Fox was told don't screw around with time because things happen. It turns out his father, from being a loser, now became a published author, very famous, and Biff became the guy who washed his car with 2 coats of wax. So, yeah, I don't know if you want to fool around going forward or backward. I don't want to know the future. Future is what it's going to be. I'd rather go back and visit my parents again, but I have to go back with the knowledge I have now. Interesting question, though. Meanwhile, we can't do it. But if you could, what would you do? Wow. Interesting thought. It's 8:38. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN with Leslie Gore.
You don't own me. I'm not just one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys.
Tracking Blue and Venus, local news, timeless hits, WRJN, where today it's going to be partly sunny and a high nearing 50. Whoa. I'm wearing a heavy-duty winter coat, too. Let's see. A chance of rain tonight, lows 32, and it looks like morning fog tomorrow. Then sunny with a high near 45. Right now it's sunny, 42 degrees right here at Radio Park. You on a diet? You plan to cheat on that diet? Well, let's find out. A study found the three times a day we're most likely to cheat on our diets: 11:01 a.m. That's if you skip breakfast. 3:14 p.m., usually because you need some energy to get through the rest of the workday. And 9:31 p.m. at night, because you want a snack to watch TV. So I ask you again, do you cheat on your diet?
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Consider volunteering for the Senior Companion Program in Racine for all the right reasons.
I'm Bev Landerman. I'm from Racine. I have 93 years tucked away behind me. I'm soon to be 94.
I'm Nancy Johnson, and I'm from Racine. I am a volunteer, and I was home alone a lot, and I thought, you know, there's got to be people out there that are alone and want some company.
Oh, I look forward to having Nancy come to my house. She has become like a daughter and a sister, a little bit of everything, a good friend. Because I have a history background, I had fun encouraging her to redevelop her history background.
She has me reading books that are probably 900 pages I never would have done.
Learn how you can volunteer. Call the Senior Companion Program at 262-898-1941.
Every story matters. And the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Reggie Jackson, the Milwaukee historian and teacher, travels the state sharing Black history while challenging what you think you already know.
Invited to all these communities around the state, these people don't know much about the African-American experience, so they asked me to come and share some of that with them. To talk about things related to African-American history, race and racism, things of that nature. I've been to over 50 communities around the state of Wisconsin. People like the message that I send. They think it's credible information. It's been one of the greatest joys of my life, and it's been a great journey. And I've appreciated all of those folks that I work with in all those different communities engaging in conversations about really important things to them.
Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max. Face the three. Takes the three. Left side. Yes, sir.
Pivots.
Fades. Flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up. Got it. With the right hand. It counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk. Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Yeah.
American breed, bend me, shake me. 849, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Got a kid playing high school football? Here's something interesting. About 1.9 million kids today play high school football. 1.9 million. 70,000 will go on to play college football. 600 will make the NFL. And about 150 will play out at least 4 years in the NFL. Whoa. The odds are against you, right? It's 850 at WRJN. Ah, Bob Dylan wrote it, the birds singing it. Here's Mr. Tambourine Man at WRJN.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Never on that squid.
Get ready, Rare Earth. Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. It's 8:55. Guys, do you have a lady friend moving in with you? All right, maybe you just got married and you're moving into a house together. All right. According to the survey, here are the top things men own that women love to throw out. You ready? Old clothes. Clothes that meant a lot to you. The old T-shirts, the old Rock Van Halen T-shirts. Yeah, I want to get rid of them. Dirty magazines. I can understand that. Sports memorabilia. Remember that ball you caught at the old county stadium back in the 80s? And then you got it signed. Garbage. Old CDs that she doesn't like anymore. So all those old CDs from Metallica, wherever you at, garbage. They're going out. And that fitness equipment that you don't use anymore, that you plan to use someday again, but you're really not. Garbage. Going out. So just keep that in mind. I had my wife throw out stuff when she came in. I had photo albums, and there's some pictures of old girlfriends in there and everything. One day I'm in the basement looking through some old photo albums. I noticed a lot missing. And I noticed that every old girlfriend I had, all their photos were gone. I said to my wife, "Did you take these out?" She goes, "Yes, I did." "What do you need them for?" "I don't." That was the end of that conversation. Got the Bee Gees now to Love Somebody. Local news, Timeless Hits right here at WRJN on your Monday morning.
There's a light, a certain kind of light that never shone on me. I want my life to be
somebody. Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Coming up next, we got Dan Marcus in the Wax Museum at 2 o'clock. Kurt Ballman's in at 6 tonight. We've got, I hope he's all better now, because he was out last week, so I think he's getting better. Chris Morrow's going to be back at 6 o'clock tonight. I'm Don Rosen. Tomorrow morning, I've got more tickets to give away to Gabriel Iglesias coming to the Wisconsin State Fair August 7th for a big, funny show. Very funny guy. Mr. Fluffy, Gabriel Iglesias. You can get those tickets tomorrow morning. Also, we're giving away another pair of tickets to go see And In This Corner, Cassius Clay. A fantastic show at the Racine Theater Guild. This is the last weekend for it. We got Friday night tickets for you. So be listening tomorrow morning right here at WRJN. It's 9 o'clock on the nose. Let's do it.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Racine Kenosha.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The faithful are praying for Pope Francis as he struggles with double pneumonia and early signs of liver failure at a hospital in Rome. This tourist from Louisville, Kentucky, had hoped to see the pontiff on her visit to the Vatican.
But I would want him to be healthy, and I would rather him be healing.
Correspondent Chris Livesay is in Rome.
A Vatican source just told us that Pope Francis is awake and he's able to get up. He's also able to take his medicine regularly. He's also able to eat, and they said that he is in a good mood. But despite that, he's still in critical condition.
More than a dozen EU leaders